It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheim. The Three Rivers Arts Festival begins today. One of the highlights of this year's festival is sure to be the Point State Park Fountain. This month's Pittsburgh Magazine features a special section devoted to Point State Park and this appreciation by Pittsburgh Magazine publisher Betsy Benson.
How important are symbols to a city like Pittsburgh? They don't fill potholes or fix bridges. They don't create jobs or care for the sick. And they certainly don't pay the bills. Yet we cling to the accoutrements of our city as if they did. Our teams, our rivers, our grittiness, our fountain. Yes, our fountain. It's been 4 years since our biggest and prettiest symbol went on hiatus. I didn't realize how much I'd missed it until the fountain spray reappeared one day in May during a test as I ferried a visitor from the west around town. It was a sign of things to come. On June 7th, the fountain will take back its place at the very tip of the point, accenting the golden triangle as it was designed to do when it burst forth 39 years ago. It will also provide a watery exclamation point to the reconstruction of Point State Park. Once again, the park will become a destination, what the tourism industry calls a first-day attraction, not just a drive-by. Once again, it will provide a symbol of our rivers and our heritage, and hopefully a glistening vision of our sustainable future, a green, uncluttered space amid a bustling urban environment. Certainly, that is the wish of the project's leaders, the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, the Allegheny Conference on Community Development, and River Life. The story of Point State Park is a fascinating one, soon to be celebrated at the River Lights Festival. See you at the Point.
Betsy Benson is the publisher of Pittsburgh Magazine, and as she mentioned in her essay, the story of Point State Park is a fascinating one. And here to tell us more about it is Lisa Schroeder. She's president and CEO of River Life, a public-private partnership dedicated to reclaiming, restoring, and promoting Pittsburgh's riverfronts. Lisa Schroeder, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us what visitors to the River Lights at the Point can expect to see this weekend.
River Lights at the Point is a free festival open to the public, and it kicks off at 5 o'clock with the dedication of the fountain, Point State Park Fountain, and to be followed at 6:30 by a concert, a free concert by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. And as the sun goes down, you will see spectacular temporary lighting installations throughout the park, including a laser program, rainbow lasers extending from the top of PPG Place down to the fountain, created by a local company called Lightwave International and a Berlin-based artist named Yvette Mattern. There will also be flag stanchions, colorful, solar-lit, located throughout the park to highlight the new pathways and the new design in the park. And, of course, the Arts Festival will be kicking off, so there will be lots of things to do throughout the evening.
The return of the Point State Park Fountain sounds like it's going to be one of the real highlights of River Lights.
It is. The fountain, of course, is a highlight in Pittsburgh in all ways, and we're just thrilled to be kicking off and turning on that great icon of our city with new engineering, new pumps, new lighting, and some new improvements, a beautifully repaved plaza, and we think people will be thrilled to see it back again, but to see it back better than ever.
Why have the park renovations taken so long?
Well, in fact, the original park took 4 decades to plan and construct. Point State Park is 36 acres located in the middle of a dense urban area. Therefore, it is a huge project by any standards. And we're thrilled that with 6 years of construction and a great partnership between the public and private sectors, that this construction actually proceeded at lightning speed. The park redesign involves landscape and custom craftsmen repaving, new furniture, new lighting, state-of-the-art technology for utilities, and provisions of all kinds through the park, new wharves along the riverfront. So this is a grand-scale project, and we appreciate the public being patient, but we think we've been able to deliver it really quickly, all things considered.
The fountain was off for nearly 3 years. Why?
The fountain, all of the engineering, the pumps, the electrical technology were outdated and malfunctioning when we started construction. The fountain plaza includes thousands of blocks, hand-cut paving blocks, stones that have been reset from the original park, and a granite ring that is 200 feet around. The fountain has been reconstructed with a new element, an infinity waterfall set inside the fountain, and the rim of the fountain is now at seating height. So this was a $9 million major urban project.
What can people expect to see when the fountain is turned back on?
They'll see the fountain rising to a height of 150 feet or higher. The fountain is now outfitted with wind sensors so that it can always rise as high as weather conditions will allow it. We also have LED lighting that will really make the fountain sparkle at night and that provide color programming for special events in Pittsburgh.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer on 90.5 WESA. We're talking with Lisa Schroeder, president and CEO of Riverlife, about Point State Park and the restoration of the park's fountain. Why was a top-to-bottom renovation of the point necessary?
The Point State Park is one of the, if not the, most heavily used public spaces in the region. And almost every aspect of the park was tired and broken, worn out paving, the furniture and lighting and trash cans and benches all needed to be replaced. We also needed to connect the park to the riverfronts on both the Monongahela and Allegheny Rivers. So we think that in some ways it's a testament to the success of the park that it was literally worn out, and we needed to restore the original fabric and add improvements so that it will continue to be Pittsburgh's meeting place for future generations.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Point State Park, particularly that struggle over the decades that it took to create the park in the first place.
Yeah. Point State Park is really one of the most amazing examples of urban regeneration in American history. It was an industrial area in the heart of the city. The city was famously beset by degraded environmental conditions and toxic air. And the very unusual partnership came together, led by on the public side by Mayor Lawrence and on the private side by Richard King Mellon, to do something about Pittsburgh's image and to do something about Pittsburgh's downtown, which was dying economically. And so they put together a plan to clear these 36 acres, which were also, by the way, famous historical battlegrounds and a sensitive archaeological site, and to reconstruct them as a symbol to the world that Pittsburgh was rising. It worked. The construction of the park, which was largely funded by private sources, then lured a great deal of new investment in urban renewal in the office buildings that were constructed around the park. It also really sent a message around the world that Pittsburgh was taking back its environment and taking control of its future.
And you were able to, or the people that did this were able to maintain the historical integrity of that area, because you have one of the oldest buildings, in fact, the oldest building in Pittsburgh. The blockhouse is down there, and there's a lot of history in that area.
Absolutely. The blockhouse is the oldest building in Allegheny County, and people will see the outlines clearly marked of two forts, Fort Duquesne and Fort Pitt, at very different scales from different times of history. There are also the Fort Pitt Museum shows the history of the park, and there are installations throughout the park that provide hints of things that happened there.
I understand that plans for the area's future didn't always include a park, and that famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright once had plans for the area now occupied by the park. Tell us about those.
Frank Lloyd Wright has a had a spectacular and quite wild idea for a swirling architectural monument on the park. There were also proposals for war monuments, for an Abraham Lincoln memorial, for a town hall. It happened in the second master planning for the park. People came forward with their own dreams and ideas about the park. The interesting thing and the really profound thing for Pittsburgh's history is that in the end, the vision that survived and rose to the top was really one that of a monumental, sweeping open space that would honor this place where two rivers come together to form the confluence of the Ohio River, and where hills and valleys mark, you know, one of the most beautiful points on Earth, but also a very important point of geography.
And with the fountain coming back on, that really adds the exclamation point to the point.
It does. It does. The fountain is the symbol that we send around the world. We are the River City. And one of the reasons people miss it so much is that it marks that spot and the reason that we're all here.
Lisa Schroeder is president and CEO of Riverlife, a public-private partnership dedicated to reclaiming, restoring, and promoting Pittsburgh's riverfronts. Lisa Schroeder, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.